You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to this episode of the Business of Practice podcast. We focus on the business and human sides of equine veterinary medicine. In this episode, we're going to talk with Kate Hayes, Vice President of Equine Expansion at Care Credit, about ways to help clients afford care during challenging economic times. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Grice, business consultant and former equine practice owner. The Business of Practice podcast is brought to you in 2026 by Care Credit. Kate Hayes leads Care Credit's equine team, blending more than 20 years with the company and a lifelong passion for horses into a career dedicated to supporting the veterinary profession. Originally from Oklahoma, Kate grew up riding hunter jumpers and went on to attend Oklahoma State University, earning a degree in animal science with a business emphasis, and even snagged a national title as part of Oklahoma State's NCAA equestrian team. Today, Kate blends industry knowledge with her professional mission, supporting veterinarians and expanding financial access to care for both pets and horses. A proud horse owner and a dog mom to a blue heeler and two feral Labradors, she brings a deep appreciation for veterinarians and the essential role they play in keeping animals healthy. And when she's not working, Kate enjoys showing her jumper, Orado, also known as Dash. Welcome, Kate. I'm so glad you could join me today.
Thank you. I am so honored to be here.
Well, you know, I remember Care Credit completed the Equine Lifetime of Care study last year, and many equine veterinarians don't know a lot about what you found. Can you tell our listeners about that research? Who were the respondents? What kind of questions did you ask? What was the goal of the study, and what did you learn?
So on behalf of Care Credit, Synchrony commissioned a comprehensive study to help shed light on the lifetime costs associated with horse ownership today. The goal of the research was to empower both horse owners and veterinarians to help the industry be prepared for costs associated with those with horse ownership. And we polled over 1,200 U.S. horse owners and 30 equine veterinarians. And what we did with the data is that we broke it down into three different categories. So you've got competitive horse owners, you've got recreational horse owners, and then you've got your backyard or your retired horse owners, or the pets that I like to call pasture puffs. And what we did is we took a look at every type of horse expenditure, including food and nutrition, boarding, grooming, farrier services, tack, equipment, reproduction costs, routine and emergency veterinary care, you name it. And what we did is we looked at this over the horse, this spend over a horse's lifetime, which as of now is averaged about 25 years. And one of the things that we found is that while horse owners budget for general vet care, such as nutrition, boarding and tack, they tend to overlook critical components of veterinary care, like chronic issues like ulcers and lameness, and emergency situations such as colic, broken bones, and reproduction issues, which we all know are the cases that can reach thousands of dollars very quickly.
They sure can.
And funny enough, as a horse owner myself, you know, these results didn't surprise me. The study found that the lifetime cost of horse ownership ranges from $300,000 for that recreational horse up to over $900,000 for a competitive horse. And as an owner of said competition horse myself, I wasn't surprised. However, when I got my copy of this study, I was not leaving that on the coffee table for my husband to see.
That's pretty funny.
So another big takeaway that we uncovered was that 85% of horse owners experience financial stress, especially when faced with unexpected veterinary bills. And in fact, most owners begin to feel anxiety when an invoice exceeds $1,500, which, as we mentioned before, that's a threshold that's easily crossed during any type of unexpected or emergency care or even advanced diagnostics. But despite this, the desire to provide optimal care remains strong. And another little personal story is that I just spent about $1,600 on joint maintenance for Dash. Again, this is something that I expected. I knew it was coming, but I did receive that invoice during the first of 2 weeks of showing on the winter circuit. And let's just say I know firsthand all about that anxiety that that $1,500 or $1,600 invoice brought.
Right. And I remember when I was in practice, what you said about the desire to provide optimal care. People love their horses, and it was a huge source of anxiety for many of them. You know, like, would they be able to afford, and how would they be able to afford to give the care to this horse that they felt was a family or a member? You know, they were worried.
You got that right. And that's what's funny about horse owners is they see horses as, you know, they serve a couple of different roles. They're emotional support, they're partners. You know, for me, it's a competition partner. You know, for some people, it's their livelihood, it's their business.
The Business of Practice podcast is brought to you by Care Credit. Care Credit keeps equine veterinarians at the heart of care by providing horse owners with simple, budget-friendly financing options. By helping to bridge the gap between costs and care, Care Credit supports healthy financial relationships between veterinarians and their clients. Clients have a flexible way to pay over time for all types of care, and practices get paid in 2 business days. It's a payment experience everyone can feel good about.
I think both of us know firsthand about, you know, sometimes the anxiety that passion that sometimes turns into emotional decisions around the economics around the care.
Absolutely. So, you know, and the study revealed that, you know, even though 83% of horse owners believe they're financially prepared, the actual costs can be 3 to 4 times higher than they expected. And some of them are really struggling to pay for veterinary care, especially, you know, since 2020, like the last 5 years, prices across the economy for all the things that we buy, like gas and food, have gone up 25%. And so that's just taking away people's, you know, discretionary income for things that don't feel discretionary, but feel like, God, it's a family member. It's an uncertain economy. What are some of the ways that veterinarians can help their clients get the care that their horses need?
Well, you nailed it on that dual reality. We've got economic strain, but paired with the unwavering commitment that horse owners have. But this can really shape how equine practices operate and how horse owners budget for care. So veterinary teams today are called upon to balance critical excellence with the financial realities of the client's budget. And this creates the need to build a financial care culture of sorts, which is built upon proactive financial transparency and communication. One of the fun facts from the Lifetime of Care study that jumped out at me was that 60% of horse owners did not know what type of financing options their veterinary provides. And only 1 out of 3 horse owners polled actually had a dedicated savings plan for their horse. So as an industry, we have a huge opportunity to educate horse owners to be prepared for the cost of care and also empower clients with the information so that they can make decisions based on the outcome of the treatment, not solely on the cost, which ultimately leads to better medical outcomes.
And absolutely.
I've found that the most successful practices prioritize 3 things. One is upfront communication about cost, even if it's an annual wellness exam with vaccines or something like a suspected abscess. Communicate what that cost of treatment entails. And 2 is provide an estimate, which simplifies that cost conversation to showcase the value of the services And thirdly, present payment options, which will further expand access to veterinary care. You know, the industry that is at a bit of a crossroads where economic realities do need to be met with innovation, empathy, and in collaboration with the horse owner. Because as they continue to prioritize care above all, you know, veterinarians have the opportunity to lead with heart and strategy just to help to ensure that horses receive the attention and care they deserve, but also that clients feel supported when they make those decisions.
That can be really hard too in those emotional situations, you know, knowing that you have a way to help them would really help veterinarians sometimes. And yet it can be hard. Many veterinarians are uncomfortable talking about money. So I want to ask, are there specific best practices that you know about when communicating with clients about money?
Yeah, absolutely. And the good news is that they're simple and can make a huge difference in the client experience and ultimately support practice revenue. You know, the money side of medicine isn't about production, it's about service. And it's about helping clients make informed decisions to protect the sustainability of the practice and ensure that care is both accessible and top-notch. And so the first thing is just to create a strong financial policy and stick to it. And if it's simply just a piece of paper that lives in a drawer in your office or a file folder in your truck, it's probably not working. You know, a financial policy should clearly answer a few things. One is, when is payment expected? Two, what payment types do you accept? Three, are financing options available? And lastly, what happens if a client delays payments? These are all things that, as a horse owner myself, I appreciate that open line of communication so I know what to expect. And I have guidelines to follow when it comes to paying my veterinarian. And I truly value my veterinarian. So these things are important to me. And second, I think it's really important for teams to normalize the cost conversation early. We know that in both companion animal and equine practice, clients do better when they know what to expect. And that cost conversation is where economics and emotions meet. So setting the tone with the simple, hey, I want to make sure you have all the information, including the financial commitment. Let's walk through it together. Let's talk about the cost together. You know, those little statements help everyone breathe a little bit easier, and it just opens the door for communication about costs up front, as opposed to when it's too late or when that invoice has already been issued and it's been 30 days past due. Which leads me to estimates. And I think it's important to provide a clear estimate for all types of services. This becomes an expected and valued part of your relationship with clients. And we already covered the fact that many clients underestimate the cost of routine care. So offering an upfront estimate helps prevent surprises, and it supports payment at time of service, which, as we all know, is important for overall practice health. And third, you know, payment options, offer payment options without judgment, because we know when cost becomes a barrier for care, stress, guilt, or frustration quickly surfaces, and it does become uncomfortable. It becomes a heavy conversation, but it doesn't always have to be that way. So whether it's staging care or proactively offering financing solutions like Care Credit, clients appreciate when choices are presented in a neutral, supportive way. This keeps the focus on the animal's well-being instead of the client's stress about finances. And the truth is, with horses, it's not if there's an emergency, it's when.
I mean, isn't that the truth?
You know that one more than anyone.
Yes.
So offering an option, you know, a payment option like Care Credit helps clients move forward with care in those unpredictable moments. And it allows the veterinarian to deliver their full medical plan without that stress of financial barrier. And lastly, I think leading with empathy and transparency is so important. Clear estimates, clear explanations, it builds trust. Clients don't expect care to be cheap. They just want to understand what they're choosing and why. And when I talk about empathy, I'm not saying to say, yes, sure, I'll treat your horse for free. It just simply means to listen to the client's concerns and respond in a thoughtful way. You know, we've talked about it. We know that cost conversations can feel heavy, but they don't have to be. And I think there's just little ways that we can tweak our communication style to help each client and make it a comfortable part of the day.
Yeah, I think it's so important to remember that, you know, it's a lot for the veterinarian sometimes to talk about the money because they want to help the horse so much, but it's a lot for the client. And I think when people, veterinarians, are not like talking about the money fairly early in the conversation, sometimes the client's mind is racing about, oh my God, they're telling me all this treatment, but I'm worried about how much it's going to cost, and they aren't even able to listen very well. The AVMA did that cost of care kind of language. I believe what they were partnering with Care Credit, were they not?
Yeah.
In developing that.
Yes. Yeah.
And that information, you know, because it's evidence-based, is so easy for clients to sort of say, oh, this is the right way to talk to clients. It was, you know, going through that material, and I would encourage everyone to have a look at it on the AVMA resources. It's really good stuff, and it makes a lot of sense.
Well, and even, again, as a horse owner, just knowing that my veterinarian understands the position of that I'm in, it makes me feel supported. It makes me feel heard, and that I'm able to move forward with a decision that's based on the information at hand, as opposed to a decision that is just solely about the cost.
Right, right. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, yes, because as horse owners, you know, we talked about this already. We have an unlimited supply of love for our animals and passion. But we tend to underestimate that cost, you know, that cost of overall care. Mm-hmm. And so I think as an industry, our mission is to help pet and horse owners access the care that their animals need, while also supporting the long-term sustainability of the veterinary profession. Because we know that when financial barriers are reduced, veterinarians can practice medicine with confidence, and clients can make decisions with less stress. And ultimately, everyone wins because animals receive the care that they deserve. So at the end of the day, talking about money is helping people make the best decisions they can for the animals they love. So I think it's something that needs to come to the forefront of the client-veterinary relationship, as opposed to being an afterthought, or an afterthought as when the invoice is gone 30, 60, 90 days unpaid.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I think the conversation about what something's going to cost, it would be best if the owner doesn't have to ask, right? That they want to have care, but they don't really know what it's going to cost, and they're worried about it, and they finally ask. If veterinarians would be more comfortable and learn some of the language that allows them to bring it up in a comfortable way, as you've described, early in the conversation. And also, you know, recognize that some clients are going to need a different tier of care, that you have options, that it's not always, doesn't have to be the gold standard. There's silver and bronze as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even with the, you know, economic climate as it is today, that is such an important call out, because, you know, let the client decide what investment they want to make into their animal, you know, to give them the options whether it be treatment or payment options. So
absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you, Kate, so much for joining us today. And thank you all.
This is so fun.
Yeah. It's been great having you and hearing what you found in the study. And thank you to all our listeners for joining us for the Business of Practice podcast. And a big thanks to our sponsor, Care Credit. And to all my listeners out there, be brave. Embrace change.